I think I've seen it written in a book or something, and I had no notion of what it was. Instead of looking it up, I didn't do it.
Skipped right along, pretending to.
Skipped right along. Played like I knew what it was.
What about the thing that you would use outdoors, you know, to protect yourself from the
rain?
What's that?
An umbrella.
Have you heard that called anything else?
Parasol has a little different connotation.
What? It's more from the sun.
From the sun, right. Protection from the sun.
When you make up your bed, the last thing that goes on it, what do you call that?
Bedspread. Isn't that awful?
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah. Let's see. What have I heard that called? Most people say bedspread, but some people call it counterpane. I don't know anybody that does, but I have heard that.
Right. What about the heavier one that might be used in cold weather?
Quilts, you mean? Quilts and comforters, or comforts as we used to call them.
And the thing that you rest your head on, that's the
pillow.
Anything like a pillow except larger,
bolster type of thing.
Yeah. What about this expression? Say if it were a particularly long bolster, you might say, well, that just doesn't go partway across the bed.
It doesn't go clear across the bed.
Okay. Well, say a temporary bed that you might put down on the floor for a child.
Pallet.
Call that a pallet. This expression, a farmer might say, well, we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil's very...
No idea.
Okay. Any particular... Have you ever heard a farmer or anybody use... any particular name for just very good soil that would grow just about anything?
Besides fertile?
Just fertile. Rich?
I don't know. Rich, right. Yeah, rich soil.
Or what about particularly bad soil wouldn't grow much of anything? Anything in particular for that?
Oh, it seems like I have heard something like that. Mike, your dad working down at the feed store. I mean, you didn't work down there, but you heard all those people talking.
Maybe some sandy soil.
Thin or something.
Lost their topsoil, or topsoil's gone, or soil's poor.
What about loam? What kind of soil would that be? You have any idea?
Loam. I've heard my grandmother use loam a lot. I can remember that. And she would always refer to it as good, rich loam. And it always seemed like it was fertile and moist and kind of black and...
Have you ever heard people around here refer to the type of land that maybe low-lying land that's very fertile might possibly have water on it at one time?
River bottoms.
River bottoms.
Bottomland. They call it bottomland, river bottoms.
Right. What about, say, a piece of low-lying land that didn't grow anything on it except maybe a lot of grass or something like that? Is that ever called anything in particular around here?
Probably is.
Do people around here use the word meadow?
Meadow?
Uh-huh.
I think that's only used in poetry.
I was going to ask you about that. We said pasture.
Pasture.
What's the
pasture
difference
all
in your
time.
Conception between pasture and meadow?
A pasture is a meadow in which cows and horses graze.
Mm-hmm.
A meadow doesn't have cows and horses on it.
Why not?
I don't know, just
nice
doesn't.
Trees and all.
Oh, yes. No insects whatsoever. You know,
butterflies and birds. And
kind of utopian pasture.
Right, exactly.
Does it have any fences around it?
I don't, in my mind's eye, it does not have any fences, you know, and no